Let's talk about the end of the model size arms race, or at least the possibility of it. Needle 2 from Cactus Compute is getting significant HN attention. It's a 14-megabyte agentic LLM designed to run on phones, wearables, smart home devices, and robots. For reference, 14 megabytes is smaller than many JPEG images. The LFM 2.5 2.6 billion parameter model from Liquid AI is reportedly competitive with models four times its size. And there's a genuinely interesting discussion thread on Dan Liu's site about what programming language is actually best for building coding agents.
The Needle 2 story is the one that catches my attention most from a market structure perspective. If functional AI inference can run in 14 megabytes on consumer hardware, the entire infrastructure of cloud AI inference looks different. The current business model of most AI API providers depends on users sending queries to cloud servers, which requires network connectivity, incurs latency, and creates per-query costs. A 14-megabyte model that runs offline changes that calculus for a meaningful class of applications.
The technical claims are worth examining carefully. Agentic is doing a lot of work in the Needle 2 description. An agent needs to plan, use tools, recover from errors, and maintain state across steps. Doing that in 14 megabytes suggests very constrained capability relative to frontier models. The HN comments are appropriately skeptical about what task domains this actually covers, while also being genuinely impressed that the capability exists at all. The honest answer is probably that Needle 2 is excellent for specific narrow tasks, wake word detection, intent classification, simple command parsing, and not a replacement for GPT-4 class reasoning.
That narrowness is actually a feature for many applications. A smart home device doesn't need to write code or analyze legal contracts. It needs to reliably interpret a small vocabulary of commands, respond appropriately, and do it without a cloud dependency. For that use case, 14 megabytes that runs at the edge is better than a frontier model that requires Wi-Fi.
The LFM 2.5 story is technically more ambitious. Liquid AI's architecture is based on liquid neural networks, a class of continuous time recurrent networks originally developed at MIT, inspired by the dynamics of C. elegans nematode neurons. The claim that a 2.6 billion parameter LFM model is competitive with dense transformer models at 10 billion parameters or above would be significant if it holds up across diverse benchmarks. The HN comment count is modest, 19 comments, which suggests the community is interested but waiting for more independent evaluation.
The coding agent language debate is fascinating from a software engineering perspective. Dan Liu's analysis looks at which programming languages minimize token consumption when used in agentic coding contexts. Because agents generate and parse code, the token efficiency of the language's syntax directly affects cost and latency. The finding that languages like Python and JavaScript have tokenization profiles that differ meaningfully from languages like Go or Rust, and that this matters at scale in agentic workflows, is the kind of second-order insight that only surfaces when people actually deploy these systems in production.
The ANTI project, a coding agent in a single binary that runs offline, connects directly to this. The offline constraint is increasingly relevant as developers push back against cloud-only AI tooling for reasons of cost, privacy, and reliability. A coding agent you can run on a laptop with no network connection has obvious appeal for security-sensitive environments.
And the MCCTune CLI client for MCP, the model context protocol that Anthropic introduced, is the kind of tooling that emerges when a protocol gains enough adoption that the community starts building around it. Token efficiency in MCP interactions is a real concern for developers running agentic workflows at scale.
Now, here's where I want to push back on some of our own assumptions, because the HN community tends toward confident technical takes, and I think there's a useful exercise in examining the one we've been most confident about today. The claim that smaller, more efficient models are on a trajectory that will make them genuinely competitive with large models for agentic tasks. We've been talking about this as if it's settled. What if it isn't?
Walk me through the counterargument.
The core assumption underlying the smaller is catching up narrative is that model capability scales primarily with architectural efficiency rather than raw parameter count and training compute. LFM 2.5, Needle 2, and other efficient models are impressive, but they're being benchmarked on specific tasks. The cases where large models dramatically outperform smaller ones, long horizon reasoning, novel problem decomposition, handling ambiguous or contradictory instructions in agentic loops, are exactly the cases that are hardest to benchmark and that matter most for real-world agent deployment.
So the concern is that we're measuring the wrong things, and the benchmarks that make small models look competitive are not the benchmarks that predict performance on hard agentic tasks.
Exactly. And there's a second assumption worth questioning, that latency and cost concerns will drive adoption of edge models, even if cloud models are more capable. This assumes that users and developers are rational optimizers who will accept capability trade-offs for infrastructure benefits. But the history of technology adoption suggests that people often pay for the best option once it becomes affordable, and cloud inference costs have been dropping dramatically. If GPT-5 class capability is available at a cent per thousand tokens, the cost argument for edge inference weakens.
So, what's the signal to watch for? If small models are genuinely closing the gap on hard reasoning tasks, not just text classification and intent detection, but multi-step planning with error recovery, we should expect to see them deployed in enterprise agentic workflows within the next 12 months. If we get to the end of 2027 and frontier model APIs are still preferred for anything requiring sustained reasoning, that tells us the architectural efficiency gains have hit diminishing returns.
The other signal is energy consumption. One argument for edge models that we haven't made today is that running inference locally on specialized hardware may ultimately be more energy efficient at scale than routing everything through data centers. If that turns out to be a dominant concern, and given climate commitments in the enterprise space, it might. The case for efficient edge models strengthens on grounds that have nothing to do with capability.
That's the kind of variable that's easy to underweight right now, because energy costs are not yet a visible line item for most individual developers, but they absolutely are for hyperscalers and large enterprises. Worth tracking.